The original plan would have barred people from stepping on all 3,200 acres around the mine testing site. The proposal the Senate approved would restrict access within 600 feet of mining equipment and roads.
But that creates the buffer, I think, that creates some security for the individuals doing the activity there.
That's Republican Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay. He authored the change. He and his 17 GOP colleagues voted in favor of the smaller boundaries. All 15 Democrats voted against the bill. Democratic Senator Kathleen Vinehout objects to a provision that allows the Department of Natural Resources to close additional land if the agency deems it necessary to protect the public and mine workers. Vinehout supported an amendment that would have required the DNR to hold a public hearing before further restricting access.
This amendment is a very simple amendment that stands for democracy, and it stands for the opportunity for people that are being affected by something to have a voice in it.
Before Republicans defeated the amendment, Democratic Senator Bob Jauch questioned the criteria the DNR might use in determining whether to close off more land.
The legislature enables the DNR to close land when they believe the safety of workers or the public is at risk. What does that mean, Mr. President? What kind of a standard is the department going to use? A derogatory statement made by someone on Facebook?
Jauch says he fears this is the tip of the iceberg, and eventually the mining company, Gogebic Taconite, will succeed in restricting the entire area. Republican Senator Dale Schultz says he believes the DNR will exercise discretion. In the past, he's been the lone Republican to side with Democrats on most issues related to the proposed mine.
It's impossible to write rules for every particular situation that could come up. Situations that all of us agree are certainly plausible. But if we're going to move forward at some point in this world of ours, we have got to get beyond just choosing up sides. We have to take a leap of faith with one another.
The bill now heads to the Assembly. Speaker Robin Voss has indicated the chamber could take up the measure within the next 2 weeks. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.